His practices are so strict with himself. Simply by seeing Maharaj, we get faith in the practice of Krishna consciousness. And his vani is full of practical wisdom and depth of Krishna consciousness. So we would like to really take the benefit of his association here for the next few days. We welcome him to this youth festival by three times loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Jai Radha
Madha
Kunja Vihari
Jai Radha Madha Kunja Vihari Gopi Jan Vallabha Ki Barhandi Gopi Jan Vallabha Ki Barhandi Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamona Jaya Vanakandi Yamuna Jira Vana Chandin Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Ki Barhandi Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhanandi Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Jira Vanakandin Yamuna Jira Vanakandin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Hari go, Hari go, Nitai Gora, Hari go. Nitai Gora, Hari go, Hari go, Hari go, Nitai Gora, Hari go. I am
Paramahamsa Priva Jagacharya has two terrestrial Simadhi Divine Grace. ISKCON Founder Chair Jagadguru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Priva Jagacharya has two terrestrial Simadhi. The Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantagari Vaishnavrinda Ki. Namo Acharya Srila Haridasa Kula Ki Jai. Prem Sri Guru Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Basadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinatha Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gauravadan Ki Jai. Vrindavandam Ki Jai. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Maipur Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Ganges Mai Ki Jai. Tulasi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samabeta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Itai Gaura Premanande. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious Shishi Guru Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vitaya Bhutale Shumate Bhakti Chucha Shanti Namaste Krishna Varavada Shidana Shri Gaurya Karana Shakti Bhakti Chucha Tina Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanatmirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshulumlitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandyam Sri Gurun Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Savyajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitam Chan He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Pundavanishwari Visavana Sviti Devi Pranavami Hari Priya Vanchakal Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sandhubya Evacha Patitanam Pavinavyo Vaishnavavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Sitis Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita Sitis, Chapter 3. Karma Yoga. Text 37. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Kamesa Krodhaesha Rajaguna Samudbhava Mahasana Mahapapma
Vidyenam Vihavairinam Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Kama Esa Krodha Esa Rajaguna Samudabhava Mahasano Mahapatma Vidyenam Vihavairanam Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Kama Esa Krodha Esa Rajaguna Samudabhava Mahasano Mahapapma Vidyenam Vihavairanam Shri Bhagavan Vacha. The personality of Godhead said, Kama, lust, esa, this, krodha, wrath, esa, this, rajaguna, the mood of passion, samudbhava, born of, mahāsana, all-devouring. Mahapapma, greatly sinful. Vidhi, no. Enam, this, iha. In the material world. Vairinam, greatest enemy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of God has said it is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. Purport. When a living entity comes in contact with a material creation, his eternal love for Krishna is transformed into lust. In association with the mood of passion, or in other words, the sense of love of God becomes transformed into lust, as milk in contact with salt tamarind is transformed into yogurt. Then, again, when lust is unsatisfied, it turns into wrath. Wrath is transformed into illusion, and illusion continues a material existence. Therefore, lust is the greatest enemy of the living entity, and it is lust only which induces the pure living entity to remain entangled in a material world. Wrath is the manifestation of the mood of ignorance. These moods exhibit themselves as wrath and other corollaries. If therefore the mood of passion, instead of being degraded into the mode of ignorance, is elevated to the mode of goodness by the prescribed method of living and acting, then one can be saved from the degradation of wrath by spiritual attachment. So we are looking at lust and how to transform lust. So what is lust? And we shouldn't be surprised. We should not be surprised why all living entities are affected by this enemy. Because all living entities have love for Krishna. That is original. That's the reason why everybody has lost. Because it is the opposite of true love. And because love is powerful, the opposite will also be the same powerful. So you shouldn't be surprised why it is so difficult to control. So the truth is that everybody has, because everyone has love for God. But now it is not pure love for Krishna. Prabhupada said here, when the living entity comes in contact with the material creation, originally the pure love of God, it is pure, it's transcendental. In contact with material energy, meaning when our desire to serve Krishna is changed from desire to serve the self, it is lost. It is no more love for Godhead, it is lost. Just like when the water from the sky is pure, but as soon as it touches the earth, it's contaminated. So it is transformed. The sense of love of God becomes transformed into lust as milk in contact with sour tamarind is transformed into yogurt. The pure love of Godhead, which is in all living entities, it is changed. It's different now. It is not more love for Godhead. It is now love for the self, which is selfishness. Selfishness is what is being practiced in the replacement of the pure love for Godhead. In the transformation, how to transform it? Therefore, the origin of loss is also in the Supreme. If therefore loss is transformed into love for the Supreme, or transform into Krishna consciousness, or in other words, desiring everything for Krishna, then both lust and Radha can be spiritualized. No more selfish desire. So we have to practice how to give up selfishness, to give up selfishness. Going back to our original nature, love for Godhead, we have to change our secondary nature, which we have cultured due to being in the material world for a very long time. We have been associating with this selfishness for a long time. So it has become like our primary nature. It is not primary, it is secondary nature. But because we have been associating with it for long,
It is like, this is our nature. It is not. Selfishness is not Krishna consciousness. Selflessness is Krishna consciousness. Practicing selflessness. It begins from treating everyone nicely. You treat everybody nicely. We like it or we don't like it. It has nothing to do with the reality. The thing is, the principle is that if we want to transform lust, then we should start from treating everyone nicely. Because we are all parts and parcels of Krishna, eternally loved by Krishna. We should learn how to love everyone, how to care for everyone. Everyone. Love of Godhead is not in at the gate of Vaikuntha. The pure love of Godhead, it is here. We will get it here. Before going there, we will get it here. So we have to practice it from here. And when we practice and become perfect in it, then we can go back home, back to Godhead. Going back home, back to Godhead, it is our birthright. This is our birthright, because it is our original home. So we should go there. But we have to go there when we have aligned ourselves with the culture of the entities in Goloka. What is the culture? The culture of love. Everyone loves everyone. Everyone cares for everyone. And the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is established for that. To train us how to love each other. The love of Godhead begins from self, from the self. The beginning of loving God begins from ourselves. What is that? How do we begin? We begin by keeping the four great principles. This is the self. Everyone has to keep the great principles. That's the beginning of loving ourselves. Because by doing these four things, we are destroying ourselves. We are committing self-violence. So our charities, they gave us the principle, the four great principles. Keep it. First, it's established. I love myself. It is not selfishness. Loving oneself is not selfishness. It means that if you don't love ourselves, we cannot love somebody else. So it begins from keeping ourselves free from things which are very, very dangerous to the self. Keeping the four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds. These activities for one who loves himself or herself. That's the beginning. When this is established, then this is extended to others, other living entities. That other living entities are part and parcel of Krishna. This is described also in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna mentioned. Krishna gave us order. Go and approach a self-realized soul. Go and meet a self-realized soul. That's the beginning. That one loves himself or herself. We have to do things which is not destructive to the self. When we stop doing things which are destructive to the self, then we see the importance of the soul. Then we want to extend that. So Krishna told, go and approach a self-realized soul. If you make approach, make a submissive inquiry. Ask diligent questions with humility. Our approach and humble submission in asking questions, trying to know, is complete when we offer service to the self-realized soul who is guiding us. And then the self-realized soul will give us the transcendental vision like himself. The knowledge. So how do we know that we have gotten the knowledge? I have made an approach. Very, very submissive inquiries have been made. I have rendered a very sincere service. And the pure soul has empowered us with his vision, his knowledge. How do we know? Just theory? In location, he explained that in text, the next text, 35. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, he will never again fall into such illusion. What is illusion? I am this body, and all of you are my servant. Krishna said, when you have gotten the knowledge, have been blessed by a self-realized soul, he will open the eye to see what? Never to fall into illusion again. What we'll see will be, you will never again fall into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are not your servant. They are part of the Supreme. Or in other words, that they are mine. That is knowledge. That means we got the vision. The self-realized soul has given the vision to see what? To see the truth. What is the truth? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna is not alone. He is complete with his energies. We see all living entities and Krishna's paraphernalia as his property. And then, for one who has this knowledge, it is not just a theoretical knowledge, it is realized knowledge. That means that a person who has this vision will treat everything with care and attention. Everything. Nothing is misused. We don't see the externals. Now we see the complete whole. The complete whole. It has all varieties of energies. Parasha Shakti Vividaiva Suruyate. That is what the complete whole. What this vision, when illusion is gone, then we will have respect for everyone. This is the beginning of transforming the lost. Now, we are seeing that everything, it is not mine. Everything is for Krishna. And everything should be used in Krishna's service. And everything is used in Krishna's service. Krishna's service. Krishna's service. Everything is offered to Krishna for his enjoyment. For one who has this vision, one who is on this platform, cannot be tormented by lust. Now he is free from the punishment. Lust is punishment. So everyone in this world is punished by lust.
We have hospitals for so many diseases. Where is a hospital for treating lust? Where? Where is the hospital? ISKCON. The international hospital for curing lust. So please treat everyone kindly, treat everyone nicely, treat everyone as Krishna's part and parcel. They will be not lost. Pure devotees have not lost. Why? They have pure love for Krishna. They have transformed it by loving Krishna. They have not love for anything else. They have love for Krishna. And because they have love for Krishna, you see that they care for everyone. We, sitting here, we see differently. What is the vision of Srila Prabhupada? What is Srila Prabhupada's vision? How does he see? How does Srila Prabhupada see? You can't see Prabhupada's vision? He built a house for Indians, where Indians alone can stay. Is it not? No? He built a house for the whole world. Means what? He has pure love for Godhead. Therefore, he sees the whole world as Krishna's property. And he sees every living entity as Krishna's parts and parcels. Therefore, he traveled the whole world. He took great, great risks. Many risks he took. Why? He has pure love for the living entities. And he preached, "You are not the body." The whole world. Is it not? He didn't preach differently. It's the same thing everywhere. Because there's no lust. Now he has love for Godhead. So he could see no differences. He didn't see difference. He sees equally. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. A sage, a true sage, is humbled by knowledge, not proud. A true sage is humble by knowledge. Knowledge makes one humble because it brings equal vision. One has equal vision to see. Not the different geographical situations or dualities. They see beyond this. That is why they're pure. And that is what knowledge will give. Pure knowledge will give divinity. The divinity to see the whole world as one village. The whole world is one village and Prabhupada is leading. This is the process to transform the lost. Care for everyone. Either you know or you don't know the person caring for everyone. So Prabhupada didn't know anyone in America when he went to establish Christian consciousness. He didn't know anybody. The same with all other countries he visited in the world. He didn't know anybody there, but he went. to transform lust. They are living mechanical lives. Mechanical. So it shows the amount of lust which is dominating the consciousness. Krishna conscious life. One is living a life which is having the concern of all living entities in the mind. This is the vision of Srila Prabhupada. He has a great concern for every living entity. Every living entity, not just human beings, every living entity. And then you hear Prabhupada saying, who is a citizen? A citizen means the soul born in that country is a citizen. That means the animals are citizens, plants and trees, insects, the beasts are all citizens in that country. Why we don't treat everyone equally? Because of lust. So no selfishness, which we practice giving up selfishness. Selfishness. It is about false ego. So in the school of love, in the school of love, which is Krishna consciousness, the school of love. Everyone is considered. Everyone lives for each other. The reason why exist is because you are existing. This consciousness has to be cultivated. Suppose every one of us say, leave this room and leave you alone in this room. What will you do here? Everyone vacate this place and you leave here alone. This place is given to you. You are the proprietor of this place. You take this place. You are alone here. What will you do here? You will have tumultuous kirita? Huh? You have that? You have Ratha Yatra festival? No, because you are alone. When you add everyone here together, then what? Then? Tumultuous Kirtan, Ratha Yatra festival, and Balaram Jayanti. And everybody will feel happy. Or nobody comes. Every one of us here come by time for prasadam, and you are alone here. You are alone here from morning till night, but all of us here will come at the time of prasadam. What will happen? We'll get a prasadam. 100 preparations will be here waiting for us. 100 preparations will be here waiting. We will not have it. But when all of us here come together early morning and engage in everything till the prasadam time, we will have wonderful feast to celebrate. That means what? You are all important. for each other. In a community, when people are living, having this consciousness, what is there? There is no lust. Our advancement in Christian consciousness will be very, very fast, very, very steady. So selfishness, it is lust which is destroying us. It is mentioned here, Mahasano Mahapapma, the greatly devouring sinful enemy, the living entities. Enemy. Why will I allow enemy to come to the house? Why will I allow enemies to come to your house? Huh? Why? Why you should allow enemies to come? If enemy comes to your house and whatever he does, will you blame the enemy? We give the chance. We open the door for the enemies to come. So we allow lust to stay. Why? We should not give chance for lust. But now it is here, how to transform that? We already mentioned we should give us selfishness. We should constantly pray for help. We should pray constantly for help. If we want to transform, we should pray seriously and need help. Because this is a formidable enemy which we cannot conquer. So we need assistance to conquer that. We should beg for help. Krishna, I have put myself into this situation and I see no way to help myself. Only you can help me. So please come in and remove this enemy. We should beg. Prayer. Prayer is very, very powerful, very important. As we are praying seriously, begging for the mercy to come, we should also be very, very careful with what we hear, what we eat. What we hear is very, very important. What we eat is very, very important in the matter of controlling or transforming the lust. It's very, very important what we hear. What we see every day, what we see every day, what we hear, what we eat every day, what we hear has all these are facilities to maintain the lust. So we have to be careful with what we eat, what we hear, what we see, including how we think. Krishna told us to think of him. Krishna told us to be mindful of him. So think of him. If you give importance to something, if you give importance to somebody, that thing will become important for us. So if we are thinking of lust regularly, we are maintaining it. It will stay, it will not go, because we are giving importance. Who would not like to be respected? We want to be respected, to be honored. So we're honoring lust. It will balance his sitting with us. So in this school of love, we have to learn these principles. These principles should be cultured. And we are repeating, we cannot control lust if we maintain selfish attitude in everything that we do. We don't care for each other. We are not helping each other. We are not supporting each other. We cannot control lust. So if you want to transform, which is necessary, it is very, very, very important. We should transform the lust into pure love of Godhead, because that is original nature. All right. Questions? Comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you Maharaj for enlightening us that how we should conquer lust. So actually recently I was reading a Yati section. So Yati was very much attached to Devyani and he was too much attached to lust. But it is given that he immediately gave up lust and he surrendered to Krishna. So Yati in Bhagavatam. So how he could, who was so much attached to lust, could immediately give up lust and leaving Devyani and everything and going to forest and surrendering to Krishna? How he could immediately do it?
Yayati, he suffered for a very long time. He suffered for a very long time because of lust. He was crying and begging, "Oh, I have not finished my lust yet, and my wife is very young, and I got old age. Oh, please help me." Is that normal? If you see a baby crying, it is normal, right? If you see a big man crying, everybody will. The baby is crazy. Yes. That was the situation with Yayati. So the sage has to reduce the cost. Okay, go and ask any of your children who will take shamelessly, he went to the children. He was begging. So the last one said, "Okay, Father, take my head." Shamelessly again, he took that. And tried to find the end to loss. He couldn't find it. So we're discussing that suffering is good. Suffering is good because it will help to get us rectified. So he suffered in lust. He suffered for a long time in lust. And finally he came to, this is not the way. So he went back and gave back the youth to his boy. And then he asked. That was the mercy. He suffered a long time. Not just simple like that. He realized that by lust is not controlled by engaging in lusty activities. It is by refraining from it. From suffering, he got to realize that. If you want to get free from something, it's not by engaging in it. It is by detaching from it. He took him a long time to realize that. Not just immediately. It took him a long time before he realizes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
So, as you said that in this material world, lust is in form of punishment given to a particular person.
Yes.
So why a person enjoys it? In general, when one gets punishment, he cries. But why he enjoys?
Very good. Very good. Very good. Is it enjoyment? Is it enjoyment? Is it enjoyment? That is not enjoyment, this is suffering. A person who is in ignorance feels blissful. Is it not? Ignorance makes one blissful. So it is said that there are two people who are enjoying in this material world. A foolish person engrossed in ignorance feels happy in ignorance. And Uttam Bhakta, who is completely free from materialism, he feels happy, is joyful. Which one do you want? Which one? Eh? The only person in between that suffers, this is Sadakas. Now, when you look at the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, when you look at Bhagavatam, second canto, Sukadeva Goswami, Brahmachari, is speaking. He's speaking. he has no relationship with a woman before, but he knows everything perfectly. How? How did he know? How? So many inexperienced, let's say, what is it, inexperienced householders, they were criticizing one Maharaj was speaking to the householders. So you have not married, how can you talk about this? You should not talk about it. Let those who are married talk about it. And many devotees were commenting on that. I was laughing at all of them who are fools. Sukadeva Goswami was married. Huh? Sukadeva Goswami, was he married? Narada Muni was married. They spoke about sex. Fully, completely. My Gurudev was not married, but he wrote so many books about sex. It's only a foolish person have to experience something before you know it. It's a fool. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami said, Krishna is speaking. I quoted the pain of delivery. What the joy in sex life. I quoted the pain of delivery with the pleasure of sex. This in Bhagavatam. Giving birth to a child is very painful. I asked one lady before, how do you feel when you are pregnant? Oh, very bad. All kinds of sickness, all kinds of dizziness, vomiting. I said, but how is it that after this you should go back there? She has no answer. But when I read Bhagavatam, I got the answer. From Bhagavatam. So who knows? A fool who is engaged in it does not know, but Bhagavatam tells the complete fact. So I got the answer from Bhagavatam. Yes, Sukadeva Goswami is quoting Krishna saying, to repeat
the pain of delivery is because I quoted that word, the pleasure of sex. But is it pleasure? Is it pleasure? Pain. If we have a medicine which is bitter, you can coat it with sweet so that children can easily take it. Because if you give it like that, it's bitter. Not take it. See, coat it. But what is there is not the sweet. The main thing is the bitterness which will cure the disease. Therefore, Krishna coated that pain with the pleasure, so that after you finish, you pass through the pain, then you remember the pleasure. Oh, you want to do it again. You want to do it again. But that is not pleasure. It's a struggle to exist. It's what we consider pleasure in the material world. Just a struggle to exist. How to love or serve someone who always purifies I'm sorry, I'm not saying properly. Someone who always misunderstand, disturb our consciousness. Okay. How do we love and serve someone who always misunderstand and disturb our consciousness? Should we respect and keep distance? First of all, a person who is disturbing us, we should try to understand the person who is disturbing us. We should try to understand why the person is disturbing us. Why is the person is disturbing? And Krishna knows that we need to get ourselves rectified by something. So Krishna is sending somebody to come and help us get that thing rectified in our lives. But we are so ungrateful that we don't want Krishna to help us. We are postponing Krishna's mercy when we feel disturbed by someone who is misunderstanding or disturbing us. What is disturbance? A devotee who is silently practicing will not see anything disturbing. Will see everything as an opportunity to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, such a devotee will not see the instrument, will see the cause. Means we don't see the person who is disturbing us, we see what is behind the person disturbing us. What is behind the person disturbing us is our own karma, something we have done in the past life, and we have to get it repaired. Therefore, we should not see the disturbance of other people as a problem, but we should see it as a means to get ourselves purified. If we maintain this culture, we will transcend loss very, very soon. But in a situation where in a situation where when we meet somebody or when we interact with somebody, there is always an issue that is disturbing, that we can, is affecting our Krishna consciousness, then we can keep distance. It's good to keep distance. That distance will help the person and it will help the self. How come we can overcome lust by treating others nicely? By treating others nicely means love, means care. So if we are practicing how to love God, we are not going to love God in Goloka. We have to get it done here by how we relate with everyone in our environment. We should treat everyone nicely. If we treat people nicely, we are on the path of developing a pure love for God, because that shows that we are giving up selfishness. We treat everyone as Krishna's parts and parcel. And we quoted it from Bhagavad Gita. If you don't treat people nicely here, how are we going to treat people nicely in Goloka? You go to Goloka and ask Krishna, what is the section for the Hindis? What is the Hindis here? I am Tamil, so what is the place for the Tamil people? Krishna, can you show me Tamil people? Well, I'm from Orisha. What is the place for Orisha? So, is that Goloka? That is not. It's all from here. If you don't treat people nicely, we are going to have divisions. What is the love? Thank you very much for your instructions. My question is that, how to stop judging devotees' activity as per our mind present in form in front of us? Please instruct, how can I overcome this selfish mentality? We have been repeating our words, we have been repeating how to transform this lust, which is selfishness, to transform it. Treat everyone nicely. And Rupa Goswami told us that we should learn how to give gift to other devotees. We should give others devotees gifts. We should practice it. Every day I must give something to someone. Not receiving something, but giving something to someone. We should practice it every day. Every day we should practice at least doing something for someone that will make someone smile. You call it what you don't see. I mentioned before we are too mechanical. We should try to understand. We are very mechanical. We don't know how to deal with each other. We can't go back to Godhead until this is rectified. It begins from ourselves. Here, every morning we are reading the Japa book from His Grace, Purujan Prabhu. In that book he mentioned, quoting Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we should put the light in the room of our consciousness. Put on the light. Meaning what? Sri Bhishuna Chakravati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Put on the light in the room of our consciousness. Means what? We should look inside. Don't look outside. If you look inside, I will see the dirty things which are here, and I'll be working on it. If you don't see here, I'll be seeing outside. I will see only the dirt in you. I won't see my own dirt. So we should look inside and see what is here. If we see what is here, we will be very, very busy trying to clean it. And when it is clean, then we can help others to clear what is inside. And this year, we will not be able to judge other devotees' activities. And also, this does not mean that you should do it and I shouldn't do it. We should all do it. We should all do it. If we want to maintain purity in environment, we all have to contribute to it. Not that some people should do and some people should not do. We should all contribute. See, if I don't want you to blaspheme me, to criticize me, I should behave properly. As I want you to behave properly, I should also behave properly so that I don't criticize you. Behave properly, so I will also behave properly. We should all learn how to behave properly. Then, the problem is solved. Automatically, the problem is solved. If I'm behaving properly, you are behaving properly. I won't see anything to criticize in you. You won't see anything to criticize in me. But if I'm wanting you to behave properly and I'm not behaving properly, I'm not expecting that you should not talk about my nonsense. That is not correct. That is not devotional. Because we are not stones, we have feelings. We're going to see. We're going to see that you are speaking very nice philosophy, but you behave differently. That means you're just keeping in memory. You just memorize something and just offload it, but what you are speaking does not exist in you. It will not help anybody, including the self. What will help everyone is that I am trying to do the right thing. You are trying to do the right thing. And then we will all do the right thing together. Everybody will be happy with each other. And that is why we have to be our brothers or sisters keepers. We should behave properly towards everyone. Be kind with everyone. We should be kind with everyone. Everyone, not some people. Everyone. It is easy for you, for any one of us to love a brother or sister or a wife or husband and to love your guru. That is not difficult. What is difficult? What about those who are not? How do we treat them? Treat everyone nicely. Despite of hearing from Guru Srila Prabhupada and also experiencing the consequences of enjoying mentally, we will succumb to lust. How to rise from selfish attitude to selfless attitude. This is what we have been discussing since. The same thing. How to rise. Give it up. Give it up. The processes we already mentioned. Many, many processes we've mentioned already. It is not just enough to hear something. That is not hearing. For one who actually heard will practice. One who does not hear will not practice. It is an exercise just to sit in a class. And after that, just go. That is not the class. Attending a class means that we will practice what we have heard. That is the person who attended the class. And that is the person who is going to transcend. How to develop the attitude of treating everyone equally and nicely as our own natural identity. Okay. How do we develop this attitude to treat everyone nicely? Just start now. Just now, just start. When you see a devotee, even if we are living together, when you see a devotee, tell him or her Hare Krishna with a smile. You understand? You should learn how to tell each other Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna Mataji. You should do this regularly. Even if you see the person 100 times, you do it 100 times. I was in Jaipur airport. Airport in Jaipur. I was waiting for the next flight. And I saw the security man is sitting. And all the workers who will pass through the, have to show the card. I saw the same people passing there 10 times. They all show their card 10 times. Why can't we do the same thing to tell one devotee Hare Krishna 10 times in a day? What is wrong with that? What is wrong? We see each other and just walk past. You think it has nothing to do with their progress in Christian consciousness? We're not treating each other as a person, as a spirit soul. How will you develop love for God? And how will you conquer lust? It looks small, but don't start building the house from the sky. You should build the foundation from the ground. We have big philosophy, and we're very experienced in presenting the philosophy, but we should try to understand. The philosophy we are speaking is not our realization. It's a realization of pure souls. We are just presenting the realization of pure devotees, which is not our own. Our own will be developed when we follow the discipline they have given to us. So don't think that we're presenting the realization of pure devotees, you have become a pure devotee now. It is their realization. Many movements are coming up which teaches that be good, do good to others, but they don't have any connection with God. So, why follow that? How by following that will make one be free from lust? Yes? They are teaching to be good. What is the good to the body? Here, we are not telling to be good to the body of any person. We are talking about the self. So it is different, not the same. We are talking about the self. We have quoted Bhagavad Gita, not the body. The Bhagavad Gita, the verse we quoted is about the soul. Treat the soul nicely, not the body. We have not discussed anything about treating the body nicely. We have been discussing about the souls to be treated nicely. So it is not the same. Treating people, be kind to people. What is wrong being very kind to people? Even if it is morality. We need the morality to become qualified to practice Christian consciousness. Without morality, you cannot practice Christian consciousness. That's one of the difficulties that we have. That we don't think that we should develop a human quality before we can practice Christian consciousness. We have to be human to practice Christian consciousness. How to give up complaining mentality? How to improve our exactly. How to give up complaining mentality? We can give up complaining mentality when we start looking into our own selves. We can only give it up when we are still looking at about others. We can give it up when we are looking about ourselves. If you see ourselves, we will not be able to see others. We will see that the thing we are seeing in others is more in us than those people. So we should look into ourselves. How do we respect or continue to follow authority who has so many faults like us? How do we develop determination to give up lust for opposite sex? We should be human. Become a human being. Because every human being should know that the leader, a person who is going to lead us, even materially speaking, the leader will be from among us. He cannot be from somewhere. So even though the leader has a fault like us, but because he's leading, we should follow. We're not following his fault. We should follow his instruction, because his instruction is coming from pure souls. So if you follow that, we become pure. We will not be like him, but we will be different. So you see, in the Vedic culture, one of the instructions Yudhishthira Maharaj was given by Bhishma Dev, a servant should not give up his master. Even if the master is not pure, but the duty of a servant, don't give up the master. Because that is the way nature arranges things. If you follow that, even if the master is a demon, but if you follow that, because we obey the scripture, we get purified. How do we develop determination to give up lust? You should hear more about the danger of lust. So hear more about it. You should read Bhagavad Gita 3:37 every day. And many other scriptures. And you can go to Bhagavatam Canto 5, chapter 14. It's talking about chapter 13, 14, and 15. You should read, you should go and study them. Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5, chapter 13, 14, 15. Go and study very carefully. It's all about everything we do in this material world here. Particularly about lust. Thank you for this class. My question is, as you said, that we have to love ourselves, but I'm struggling to overcome this enemy of lust in the form of bad thought, because of past impression in this life and past many lives. And I get discouraged sometimes. Will I ever be able to overcome lust? Yes. If you try, if you follow, you will overcome. It does not mean that if it doesn't happen today, it will not happen tomorrow. I mentioned before that it is punishment. So if we are feeling it, then we should understand, oh, Krishna, I was very, very sinful in my past life. Therefore, we should beg sincerely. We should beg. We should pray sincerely and beg Krishna, please help me. And Krishna will see that you are tired of it. When Krishna sees that you are tired, and he will take it off. And not just they are tired, you are practicing all the principles we have discussed this evening. You are practicing it. Caring for other living entities, especially devotees. Caring everybody, for everyone. Treating everybody nicely, apart and parcel of Krishna. And respecting everyone. Krishna will see that we are trying. Then he will take out away the lust. It is possible. It will happen. Don't be discouraged, because Krishna consciousness works. My question is, how to glorify the devotees? Because sometimes devotees do something wrong in front of us. So after that, after seeing that good thing, seeing good thing in him is very difficult for me. Yeah, that is true. That is true. Don't forget that. Don't forget that we are conditioned souls who are trying. We are trying to rise. Don't forget that. We are trying. So someone who has not gotten there yet, you make mistake. And you should try to see, a person who is trying very nicely and make mistake is different from a person who is not trying, who is deliberately doing something wrong. We should try to see the difference. A person who is trying his or her best, but weakness is there, if he falls short sometime, we should not look at that. We should know that we are all struggling and try to support. If we support someone who is trying to rise, we will be helped. It's self-love, not selfishness. We already explained what is self-love. Self-love means I should not destroy my own body first. I should not destroy. No illicit sin, no gambling, no intoxication, no flesh eating. It is love for the self first. This we should do it. Chanting is sitting around and keeping ready. It is love for the self. We should do this first. It is not selfishness. This is how we can make progress. We will progress when we are trying to work on ourselves. I wish to go on serving full time Mr. Prabhupada's mission, life after life. Very good. Very good. Should I do exercise like yoga or just go on serving and Krishna consciousness? Yes. If you can do exercise, you can do. No problem with doing exercise. It's good for the body. But don't do it at the expense of your sitting around and your services. That should be outside. How should we do strong sadhana? What? Strong sadhana means you should understand that what we are doing, it is not for somebody, it is for the self. And a strong sadhana will help us to get out of our madness on time. So if we know this, we will follow it very nice. Sometimes managerial action hurts devotees what to do. It will hurt devotees because we don't care for devotees. If you care for the devotees, we have to think very carefully before we do something, because as a leader or as a devotee, whatever we do will affect everybody. And even the thing we don't do will also affect everybody. So devotees will be very, very careful with what we do. If you care for somebody, if you see that we are all spirit souls, then I should be careful with how I relate and deal with you. In this way, we will be guided in such a way that we do our services, we will do our leadership in such a way that people are encouraged not to be disturbed. You said, behave nicely with everyone, but sometimes we might be tired and frustrated. And due to some actions of others, we might get irritated. Frustration is not Krishna consciousness. Frustration means that your sadhana is not strong. If your sadhana is very strong, one cannot be frustrated. Even if you are tired, you will not be frustrated, you will not be agitated. You will still act nicely. So the sadhana need to be strengthened. It needs to be strengthened. We should look at it very carefully. You have said that without caring and loving each living entity, you cannot develop pure love for God. But it is said that without loving God,
you cannot love everyone. Whom to love first, or God? Before you go to God, have you seen Him? Have you seen Him? Before going to God, it is a devotee who will give you Krishna. Pure love of Godhead and the costly mercy of Krishna, you were the Krishna's devotees, not with Krishna. So you cannot go to God without the devotees of God. How to give up mechanical life in day-to-day life? We have decided to be a devotee. Why don't just be a devotee? It is our choice. We made a choice to be a devotee. So why don't just be a devotee? Why mechanical? We have made a choice. So let us be a devotee. Just be a devotee. Just like someone is pretending to be a doctor. Why you pretend to be a doctor? If someone knock on their door, maybe the patient have cheated, is coming to arrest me. So similarly, you want to be a devotee, just be a devotee. Finish. How to control lusty thoughts? How to maintain one's brahmacharya? If you hate women, you cannot be a brahmachari. Because renunciation is not hatred. How to give a mechanical life? Practice very nicely. The principle we have given by Acharya, this is sadhana bhakti, is very, very, very strong and very powerful. Everything we need is inside what is given. For example, the Sistasakam prayer Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to us contains everything from where we are to prema. Just this alone. And we have so many of these facilities. If you can take full advantage of them, our life will be successful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that the first perfect your life, and then others. How to discriminate? Please instruct. How to discriminate? Yes. First of all, we have to be convinced that Krishna consciousness works, and it is working in our lives. By sincerely practicing, then we can be able to give it to others. If we don't see that Krishna consciousness is working, it's not working for us, we can preach, it will not affect anybody. People will not appreciate it. But people will be affected when they see our conviction in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much for a wonderful class. Can you share some incident with your spiritual masters, how to practice Krishna consciousness in bad health situation? Yes. One my god brother, he came from the hospital, and the tube he got from the hospital is still in his body, and Gurudev told him, "Lazy boy. So come for Mangalarati. You sleep in the temple, attend Mangalarati and chant the Hare Krishna mantra." How do I develop missionary spirit? We should hear very nicely. Let us hear the teaching properly given to us very, very nicely. How do I maintain my calm and consciousness? This will come from purity. When you practice sadhana very nicely, then purity will come, and then we will behave very maturely. Even if we say every opposite sex matter, we do not get a
feeling something, what to do. Krishna is very kind that he always shows us where we are in our Krishna consciousness by presenting us with so many things. But because our sadhana is not very, very strong, we don't see exactly what is happening. We'll take it otherwise. But if we go deep into our sadhana very nicely, very sincerely, practice this, we'll see everything. We'll see Krishna's hand in everything. And our life in Krishna consciousness will become successful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Holiness Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Maharaj ki jai. It's a great fortune to hear such deep wisdom coming directly from the heart of Maharaj. I'd like to thank him by three times loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!